All right, time to check of the markets now. We're heading down south a ways. Paragon Investments' Jamie Kohaki joins us. Hello, Jamie.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Not too bad. Not turning many wheels up here with the rain. How about down there around eastern Kansas?
Not a lot either. We had about a two-day window just in some pocket areas down here late last week, first part of this week, and that's been about it.
All right. Well, with a barrage of beans coming around the world, Brazil, and being planted in the U.S., how do we push soybeans higher today?
A little bit oversold. Turnaround Tuesday, it wasn't nothing major by any means at all. That there's a shift, you know, back to the upside. It kind of got back towards yesterday's highs and stalled out right there pretty much and came right back down. Trend is still down. Funds are short, aggressively short right now. And I continue to think, you know, the easiest path is lower, and still probably thinking we're heading towards 930 right now for November.
All right. And corn, not much lower. Is that a positive?
Hopefully so. I mean, it's been kind of disappointing late last week, early this week, with really the weather scare, spring rally scare, kind of getting scared out over the weekend, despite quite a bit of moisture and still not any major areas being planted. Funds are short here as well, and they've defended their positions really, really well the last 2 to 3 days. And the only thing that looked good today in corn was we didn't take out yesterday's lows and run any fresh stops out. But still banking on some type of weather scare here in corn. Last 10 years, we've hit 420 at least once. So hopefully we can, you know, do that yet to here with some excess moisture in parts of the country.
Right, yeah. We think drought is the main weather scare. Could delayed plantings do that here in the near future?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you get a, you know, kind of a mid-April, first part of April, you know, forecast that is extremely wet, more closer to I-80 heading on out east, yeah, you could put together some, I think, some more aggressive short covering yet, especially the funds being short across the board, darn near record short at times in wheat. So hopefully we can scare some of this money out here soon.
All right. Now, getting some reports of stripe rust in wheat down there in Kansas. What have you heard?
Yeah, I've heard the same thing, too. There's been some areas that have really gotten soaked. A lot of moisture here from some areas, 5-6 inches, south central, you know, over about a two-week span. Really hasn't hit the market at all, that kind of talk. It's still just, the rain makes grain pretty much, and turning lower off of that, and funds, like I'm saying, just holding a humongous short position right now.
Okay.
And same thing as beans, too. There's plenty of wheat worldwide.
Yeah. All right. Jamie, on the livestock side, cattle had an okay day, but hogs, are we bottoming out at all in hogs?
Well, today's action was terribly disappointing to me. Weights were reported up a little bit, about 3/4 of a pound, but the action to me today was recent lows being taken out. We plowed through those and hit stops, made new lows for the move. That makes it look bearish again for tomorrow, technically. Seems they're beating up the market, same news every day, you know, ample supplies, blah, blah, blah. But today's trade, I think, looks extremely bearish again on the charts.
Wow. You know, but with milk prices down, hog prices down, we need new demand. Let's have more bacon-flavored ice cream. Yeah, there. That's what we need.
Yep.
Okay. Jamie Kohaki, Paragon Investments down there in Kansas. Tell how do producers get a hold of you, Jamie?
Just give me a call at 785-338-4111.
Gotcha. Will do. Hank, have a good rest of the week, Jamie. Thank you.
You too.
Yep. Bye now.